Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's go to Corey in Edison, New Jersey to kick it off. How are you, Corey?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. So the number one job for Glenn this offseason to me is to root out any sense of entitlement that might exist in that building. Mm. So for Rodgers to go on McAfee and talk about all the things that he views he's entitled to is exactly the reason why he's gone. And I say good riddance. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate you. I think that's going to be more the Jet reaction is, hey, we're happy. He's gone. And even if you did want him back, I think you're still okay that he's not back.
Yeah, look, I was leaning towards the side of moving on from him. Mm-hmm. But I admitted during the lead up to the decision, it was very mixed for me. Because
right.
I thought Aaron Rodgers, in the shortest of terms, gives you the best chance to win in 2025.
I don't disagree with that.
But from a cap perspective, from a, yes, changing the culture perspective, starting anew, I understood it. All I wanted was this breakup to be smart. I wanted this breakup to be open-minded. Mm. I didn't want the owner just to come down and say, we're not bringing him back. And I do feel better that that wasn't the case.
Right.
But I wanted there to be an open-mindedness to it. And for Aaron Glenn to bring him into a meeting and 6 seconds in, first time he's really meeting a guy, to say, we're moving on, doesn't feel like it featured the open-mindedness
right.
that this deserved. Let's go to Mike in Flatbush. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
I completely agree with Tiki. Move silent. You don't have to issue any statements. Move on. But I think that the meeting was conducted, or Glenn brought Aaron over in good faith. But I think the key, and I don't know if you want to play it back, but that first question was the key. He wanted to see how Rodgers would react.
Mm.
And when he said, I'm interested, you know, like, what are you gonna, you know, what do you have for me?
Mm.
That's not the answer that he wanted.
By the
he
way,
wanted...
you're intriguing me now, Mike.
Right.
See, this is what I wanted in a meeting. I think face to faces are very, very important in life, not just in football.
Right.
I think the look on someone's face, the mm-hmm. response by someone. That's why I defended
the respect.
There was absolutely
right. All of that.
I like that Glenn immediately asked him that question. So let's honor Mike's request. If you're just tuning in, here is the first clip we played. This is Aaron Rodgers explaining how the meeting began on the Pat McAfee show earlier today.
That was an interesting 2 years, to say the least. But, you know, I figured that when I flew across country on my own dime, that there was going to be a conversation. And the confusing thing to me, and the strange thing was, you know, when I went out there, I meet with the coach. We start talking. He runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange. I was like, then he comes back with the GM. And I'm like, all right.
Okay. Is that the first clip?
Yeah, that was the first
clip. No,
I'll
play the second clip, because I think it's when he asks him specifically, do you want to play? By the way, here's what's weird about the first clip, and tell me if this is a power move. Glenn leaving the room immediately to go get Muji feels like a weird,
mm-hmm.
you wait for me, little boy,
yes.
while I come back.
Right. I'm in charge.
Yes. I read that right?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, here's the second clip, because I think this is what our last caller was referring to, and it was a direct question Glenn asked Aaron Rodgers.
All right. So we sit down in the office, And I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback.
All right. So, and I said, enough of that. What our last caller is implying is that Glenn asked him, do you want to play football, almost as a let me see how he responds. Mm-hmm. If the immediate response from Glenn was, we're moving on, then was he really caring about Aaron Rodgers' answer?
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
So he was saying, do you want to play football? And when it wasn't, absolutely, and I want to do it for the New York Jets, it became, well, we're moving on.
But there's no way Rodgers was going to say that. He doesn't know Aaron Glenn and Aaron Mosier.
I know, but if he had, then maybe then you have a conversation. But when he says, yeah, I'm open to that, it's just it's a non-answer.
So do you think if Aaron Rodgers did respond, yes, and I want to be a New York Jet,
yes,
this meeting goes differently?
Definitely.
So that was a test by Glenn to see, is this man going to bet for his job?
That's what our last caller was intimating.
Do you agree with that?
And he might be right.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, I don't know Aaron Glenn, but I know Dan Campbell,
mm-hmm.
and it's no nonsense. It's not testing you, but I'm talking to you specifically for a reason, in a certain way for a reason, and I want to hear the right answer.
See, here's the part of there are three.
It's psychology.
Yeah, right? I get
that. You got to be part psychologist as a head coach.
I think that there are three sides to every story, right? We got Roger's side, mm-hmm. according to you, and I kind of agree with you, we're never going to get Glenn's side, we're never going to get that, and then there's the truth somewhere in the middle. Listening to Rodgers all these years now on Pat McAfee, I can imagine. I'm going to be Rodgers, you be Glenn. Ask me if I want to play football.
Hey, Evan, you want to play football?
I'm Aaron Rodgers. You got to call me Aaron.
Oh, hey, Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But really, Evan, do you want to play football?
Well, you know, it's a lot going on in my personal life. I got this new girlfriend. By the way, I adopted a dog. Mm. New Jersey's a wonderful place.
Hey, thanks for coming, Aaron. And I'll talk to you. I'll be right back.
The Jets suck.
Like, knowing Aaron Rodgers, he did not succinctly answer the question.
No, and sometimes you just need a succinct answer.
No, I agree. But knowing Rodgers, if I'm calling it like it is, he's a babbler, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it because I can be a babbler
we
too.
We see it every week, or at least we did see it every
right.
week.
So he may have given an answer that caused Aaron Glenn to say that, but I don't buy it. I think the king, and that's who Aaron Glenn is.
Shut up. that's kind of what Aaron Glenn
said.
That's what Aaron Glenn was thinking in his head. Yeah. Shut up. We're moving in another direction.
Let's go to John in Danbury, Connecticut. Hey, John.
Great. Thanks for taking the call, guys.
What's up, John?
And I do have to side with Tiki on this, because this new regime doesn't owe the fans anything at this point. They are trying to establish their culture. They are trying to establish their messaging. And I think the last thing you want to do is A, kick the can down the road. But also, Evan, you are hung up on this point of, you know, why didn't they pick his brain about things?
Yeah.
And to Tiki's point, I don't think he had his finger on the pulse of this team. I don't think he's going to tell you, hey, Garrett Wilson likes positive affirmations at Tuesday on film day, and you have to tell him that he's a good wide receiver, or else he's going to get really angry, and you got to give him a chocolate milk. Like, that's not how it works. You know, this was a failing organization with failed coaching. They lost the locker room, and what benefit were they going to get out of it? Like, hey, what was going on? What was the vibe like when crap was hit the fan? Like, you're not going to get any valuable information. Hang on. Because this is important.
Okay.
You don't go into a situation, especially in a leadership position, with preconceived notions, because that can taint your image going forward
100%.
Of what you're trying to do.
Right. Yep.
And if he starts putting these connotations of positive or negative, and then you get into the situation and mm-hmm. it's a complete 180, now you have to go back on that conversation and say, what else was he, you know, telling his side on, but right. not everyone else's side
so
on.
So I think that's a great point,
solid.
John.
That's a good point.
So let me counter with this, because there's another reason why this meeting and the length of it bothers me. And it actually is something you said,
mm-hmm.
and you've been consistent about this. You said in the opening of this show, and you've said it numerous times, from a football perspective, Aaron Rodgers gave the Jets the best chance to win in 2024.
Right.
Okay. That's where this became difficult for a lot of people, including myself. Because that statement, I don't want to say it's undeniable, but most of us would agree with that.
Right, of course.
Okay.
But I also think that maybe that's not the most important thing right now.
Okay. So let's just stick with that, because I'm going to tell you why I think the meeting needed to go longer as well. Aaron Glenn looks at the tape, comes away probably thinking the same thing. He's a good football guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason you'd be moving on from Aaron Rodgers would be his age, would be what you've heard about him in the room,
yep.
would be what you said, that he's such a bright sun, or actually you said black hole. That's going to distract from me as the head coach.
That's his perception.
Okay. If those are the reasons you moved on from Rodgers, but we're all going to agree, or at least you, Glenn, me are going to agree, he gave him the best chance to win,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you go in the meeting and see what the dude's actually all about you make that final decision?
By the way, I agree with you.
Thank you.
I'm just explaining to you what Aaron Glenn did, because I didn't meet Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I've been around football for 30-something years at this point. I didn't meet Aaron Rodgers and have a real conversation with him until last year for the first time. And you have these preconceived notions about him.
Right.
You just can't help it, because he's everywhere, right? Especially when he was playing and talking on Pat McAfee, you get all this, this act. Like, you get it all. That's why I always say he's one of the greatest manipulators of media that's ever done it, right? But when you go sit in a room with him, it's a completely different feel. It's a completely different conversation. And you leave it going, yeah, I kind of like that dude. Right? I get it.
Why would you close the door on that?
Because I think he was just, Aaron Glenn is just ready to move on and doesn't want to give it the chance, because he doesn't need to give it the chance.
I think what bothers me, and maybe this is my geekiness of studying presidents, I think the best presidents are the ones that listen to everybody mm-hmm. before they make their final decision.
Yeah, but presidents get 4 years.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?